You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Saturday night, October 19th, and we're coming to you live from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network, simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And by the way, don't forget, those are not the only means that you have to listen to our show. We're on the Roku player. The Roku player, if you have one of those or are thinking of getting one, Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio programming available live and on demand. You just go to the special interest section of the Roku player and go to Liberty News Radio. And there we welcome an audience each and every Saturday night. And also on the unlimited listen line, any phone can be turned into a radio by dialing 712-432-5339. Again, that number, 712-432-5339. Basically, what happens, anytime you call that number, you're going to be hearing the live feed of Liberty News Radio programming. And of course, every Saturday night from 6 to 9, there we are. And we're replayed a couple of times throughout the week as well. So, unlimited listen line. Any phone can be a radio. Your Roku player. And by the way, I use that unlimited line every now and then when I'm driving in the car. I'll just dial up the Liberty News Radio on the unlimited listen line and start listening to whatever's on. Put it on speaker, and there you have it. Roku player, AM/FM affiliates, the internet, we are growing and spreading. I'm a little hoarse tonight. Cold weather setting in here. Fall is in the air in Memphis and around the country. But we're here. Old Faithful never stops. And we are here, the reliable ones, the Political Cesspool, live every Saturday night. Keith Alexander actually out tonight, believe it or not, now that I say that. He is taking a very rare week off to spend time with family. But we got Eddie the Bombardier Miller in for the full 3 hours tonight. And I just want to kick things off, as we have been doing here for the majority of the year, I guess, something we've infused into the program at the top of each show. And it's really become We continue to marvel at the diversity of our audience in terms of where they come from. Got an email here from a listener in Panama. Wow. And he writes, "Hello, James. Been listening to your show this past year and have been intrigued by your radio program. It has caused me to rethink a lot of issues. I don't know if there's other listeners here in the Republic of Panama, but I know you have listeners from around the world." And this writer goes on to give me a background of his family. He has a very impressive pedigree. And I'm not going to get into all that, but he just says he wanted to share a greeting from Panama and introduce himself. And we'll follow up with some more comments on various things that he has learned since listening to the Political Cesspool. And Eddie, you know, that is, again, the diversity of our audience all around the world, growing every day. So many different and new ways to listen to the show. It's so exciting. Got this, speaking of people that tune in, another listener writing for the first time says, "James, I'm a loyal listener and also a librarian, and I just came across the following tidbit in the Kiplinger letter." He said, "It may sound low-tech, but 92% of adults still regularly listen to AM and FM radio programming. Just thought you'd like to know and keep up the good work." So here we are, you know, on the AM, FM airwaves, and 92% still listen to that as a source of media. So our relevancy will continue. Another listener writes, "James, I like your show. You speak truth to power. Keith Alexander does an excellent job providing insightful analysis, and I would like to encourage your listeners to email videos to your website showing the devastating effects of liberalism." I think that's a great idea, and we would like for people to do that. That comes from Hoosier Daddy, I guess, up there in the great Midwest, maybe Indiana. Do that, folks, and by all means, keep those emails coming. You may be read here on the Political Cesspool. And let me tell you something else. Very exciting news. The countdown is on. I think we mentioned this in passing last week, but the countdown is on. It all started for us on October 26th, 2004. That was the night of the first ever broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. I remember that night as if it were yesterday. Very vivid memories of that very first show. And we're going to turn 9 years old 1 week from today. October 26th is actually a night we will be on the air, so we're going to be able to celebrate our actual birthday live. Typically, we celebrate it on the Saturday nearest to October 26th, but this year, October 26th falls on a night we'll be on the air. And we're going to promise you a show next week of celebration and reflection. And I want to get this out at the very top of the show before we get down to business. We want you to enjoy and commemorate our anniversary as well. Starting right now and running through the end of next week's program, the anniversary show, we're going to revive a very special fundraising promotion that will give you the incredible opportunity to obtain an authentic piece of Confederate history. Now listen to what I'm saying, folks. Starting right now, anyone who donates $100 or more between now and the end of the October 26th birthday show are going to receive a piece of the original slate of the roof of President Jefferson Davis's home in Biloxi, Mississippi. Your one-by-one mini piece of slate will be suitable for framing, and it's going to come with a certificate of authenticity as well as a photograph of the one and only president of the Confederate States of America. Our supply is limited. And once it's gone, we will not be able to get more. Please don't wait to place your order. We offered these mini tiles as incentives a year or two ago when we did a fundraising appeal, and it was wildly popular. And I have just a few tiles remaining, and we thought this would be a great time to give those away and help raise money for the program to keep us on the air as we begin to celebrate our ninth birthday. Of course, we obtained these pieces of original roof in exchange for the aid that the political cesspool gave to the 2005 relief effort of Beauvoir, which was Jefferson Davis's home there in Biloxi. It was badly damaged by Hurricane Katrina. We are now giving you the rare chance to own a piece of the slate that once sheltered President Davis. So, again, folks, leading up between now and the end of next week's show, you contribute $100 or more at thepoliticalcesspool.org, and you're going to get the 1-inch by 1-inch mini tile of the original slate that Davis had there as his roof. You're going to get a certificate of authenticity and a picture so you can frame it all together. And folks, help us celebrate, help keep us on the air as we go into really what I believe is going to be an unprecedented era of advancement here in the political cesspool. You look at the things we've done recently, and we've been quite proud of some of the accomplishments that have really come into manifestation just in the last couple of weeks. Over the last couple of months, first of all, as you know, we consistently rank in the top 10 most listened to shows online during our live time slot, 6 to 9 on Saturdays. We peaked 2 weeks ago as the number 4 most listened to show. I've been cast, as you know, in a television series, and I went and filmed my part a couple of weeks ago, and this is going to air in a couple of months, and it's going to be on national television. And then our guest tonight, folks, we've got a guest tonight in the third hour that is going to knock your socks off. What we're doing here with our work may change forever the perception of pro-white activism. There's nothing wrong with what we do. In fact, it's absolutely healthy, and we're providing the results that prove that the people agree with us. We're going to take a break and get this show started right after this. Don't forget to contribute.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're getting started now in earnest. A lot of announcements there at the top of the show, as it always is, as everybody gets settled into their seats and tuned in. Just a quick reminder, again, I didn't get a chance to finish telling you right before the end of the commercial break, but as always, when we do, now this isn't the quarterly fundraising drive. This is a little supplemental appeal for our birthday anniversary, but you'll get that Jefferson Davis slate. I know Eddie said he was going to be buried with his. He got one last time we offered them, and it just really means a lot. And 10% of the proceeds between now and next week's show, the birthday special, will go back to the network. And by the way, when contributing to the political cesspool, keep the credit card out and go over to the GiveMeLibertyFund.com. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. There's a lot of discounts, businesses offering discounts for those who support that foundation, which, of course, is connected with the radio network here as well. Well, anyway, big show tonight. As I mentioned, we've got some great guests tonight, among them John Allen. John Allen wrote a great new book, The War on Christians. The War on Christians. He's going to talk about that front in the culture war. And then we're going to have Clint Lacey. Clint is a former elected official. He was an alderman for the city of Marble Hill, Missouri. And he's going to be giving us an update from the front lines of his local Tea Party group. So John Allen, Clint Lacey in the second hour. And then the third hour, folks, hold on to your seats. You're not going to believe who we have. You're going to love what he has to say. Arguably, certainly one of the biggest guests we've ever had on the program, and we're excited to welcome him and his debut appearance. Stay tuned to the third hour. Just trust me on that.
Yeah.
If you listen to one thing I say tonight, trust me, you're going to want to stay tuned all the way through and pay close attention to who we introduce as our guest during the third hour. All right, Eddie, announcements. I'm done with them. Let's get down to business. I know you want to say hello before we do, though.
Well, as James is sitting here taking care of business, I was just sitting here watching him. He's like a son to me. I've known James way before the political cesspool was even a twinkle in our eye. James got in politics back during the Pat Buchanan days, if I'm not mistaken. And actually, he ran for office here in the state of Tennessee. And I was campaigning for James and never had even seen him, never heard him speak, but I've seen some of the literature he put out for some of his platform. And I said, "That's my man, there all the way." And I met him at, I believe, at Range USA over here off of, well, not too far from our home. Yeah, y'all don't know where I'm talking about. But as I was sitting here watching all this, thinking about the years that have gone by, and I'm getting kind of sentimental in my old age. I'm 66 years old. I'm thinking, my God, James has come a long ways. Since I was thinking, we used to be out in the middle of a bean field, in the middle of nowhere. You people that have been regulars, you've heard this story before, but in the summertime, we would literally have to come in and kill wasps and snakes. We had a snake to get in the printer. It stunk to high heaven. We had a snake to shut the entire studio down that got in the computers and the wiring, shorted the whole thing out. The place was like a hot box, a Japanese concentration hot box in the summer. I'm not kidding you, people. The air conditioner broke down every week. It would probably be 130 degrees in there. 130. I mean, it would be so hot we would just be down in our underwear. We'd have to go outside to cool off. It was nearly, I mean, it was a test of endurance. In the wintertime, if it was like 30 degrees outside, it'd be 18 degrees in the studio because naturally the heat went out. But I remember me and James would come in and we'd have all these articles. I used to go to, what's her name, the redhead I used to be so crazy about. She wrote so well with News and Views. That's been so long ago, I can't even remember her name. But we had all these articles in, underlined and white out and stuff like that, and we're yellow. And we were so amateurish. But I was just thinking, the show's come so far. And James does it. You know, he's a lot of experience, does it in and day in, day out. But he's become so smooth. I'm sitting here looking at the notes. He's got like, you know, four or five notes scribbled down. That's it. Everything you hear from him that he's done tonight just comes off the top of his head. And I'm really admire the way he handles the board and the radio. I can't do it. Keith couldn't do it. Bill couldn't do it. Nobody in the cesspool could do that. We all have our own individual strengths. But I just want to say, maybe I'm a little bit prejudiced because I love him like my own son, but he's come a long ways, folks. And the show has come a long ways. And like, I got to say something else too. James is right. You will not believe this guest may be the biggest guest we've ever had. Can I give him a little hint, James?
No hints.
But you need to stay tuned. It's going to be shocking. I still can't believe it.
Well, Eddie, you know, folks, you're really going to have to contribute now to their little supplemental appeals so I can pay Eddie for that glowing endorsement of my work. But no, we are a band of brothers here, and our audience is certainly part of that family. And you know how important you are to the success of this show and all of the things that we're excited about that have happened in recent weeks and that will be happening in the not-too-distant future. You made that happen, folks. Those who listen, those who pray for us, those who contribute. Okay, let's get down to a little bit of news here. And, you know, as you mentioned, Eddie, the years do roll by. 9 years next week, 9 years to the day. Even those who hate us make us grow. Without resistance, there would be no reason really to support us. I mean, if we weren't doing good work, number one, we wouldn't be attacked. And if we weren't being attacked, we're not doing good work. So you have to have that. You really do. I mean, it is discomforting to be falsely characterized as all of these nasty names, the baseless name calling, the Trotskyite tactics that the true hate groups in America, the ironically named Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, that what they do to people like us that are traditional Americans, that are Christians, that do believe in moral values, etc. You know, we have to suffer some relative indignities, but that's okay, you know, because it's not supposed to be easy. If you get into the big leagues and you have a chance of making a substantial difference, you don't get a free pass. And I don't think we would want one if we could. All right, Eddie, one more thing. We got to get into some news.
I just want to say, James, and people, there's no such thing as bad publicity. That's an old adage in the news business. And that's true. We have a lot of people that listen to us. As a matter of fact, I know one lady who listens to us on a very regular basis. She goes to my church. And there's no way in the world she would ever let that out. But it's no telling how many people, James, are listening to this show day in, day out, and listening to Sam's show, who they would not dare. You know, it's like, it reminds me back in the school days when the teacher said, "You don't need to read this book, it's nasty." Well, that book, you know, you could never get a hold of because everybody had it checked out. But, of course, they wouldn't let their parents know that they checked it out. But so many people that do not have the courage to come out of the closet. That's the only thing that I don't like about that part. is that, you know, people will listen to us, but they don't have the courage to stand by us. And that reminds me, you know, if you can, you know, if you can't, how's that passage go? If you don't, if you denounce me, if you denounce me in front of men, if you don't stand up for me in front of men, well, I will not stand up for you with my Father in heaven. So that's what I had to say, James. I wish more people would come out of the closet, because we can make a difference. You know, you can make a tremendous difference if you come out, as you would say, I listen to this show every day, every Saturday, and the propaganda their haters putting out is just that, it's propaganda. There's nothing to it. You got to have a little bit of courage, people, because if you keep on standing in the shadows and listen, not saying anything, we're not going to grow. You're not going to grow, and we all lose when you do that.
And, Eddie, you know, we've spent the first 30 minutes now off the cuff sharing with the audience. We've got so much coming up in the second and third hour, folks. Maybe it's best that we've done this thus far, because we're not just drones that come in here, read a news story, give you a little bit of commentary, and just let it fly. We want to build relationships with our audience. And I think true leadership has to be personable. You have to be able to relate to people. And so, you know, we're Southerners here. We like to do a little good old-fashioned Southern porch talk from time to time. And we like to just sit here and talk to you as friends and as family and let you know how we feel, what we're thinking, what we're doing behind the scenes. And, yeah, we're going to get to the news. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Three great guests. Really going to hit you hard in the second and third hour. But now that I think about it, I'm glad we started out the show this way. It's important to do this from time to time. We'll be back, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. We are going to get into a couple of news items now. The first of which being Hollywood actor James Woods has blasted Obama in such a way that we salute his words. I don't know if we could have done much better. James Woods, first of all, is a damn fine actor. And I would say that about him if he were liberal like the other 99% of Hollywood. But thankfully, he's a great actor who happens to be at least somewhat conservative. There may be only a handful of right-thinking celebrities in Hollywood, but I'm sure thankful for them. Here's the story. A pretty big news item, actually, in pop culture the last few days. Actor James Woods claims Hollywood will turn their back on him after ruffling political sensibilities with a stream of anti-Obama tweets. Woods, who recently appeared in White House Down, was replying to a tweet that questioned the wisdom of his outspoken declarations. James Woods says, "I don't expect to work again. I think Barack Obama is a threat to the integrity and future of the Republic. My country comes first." Woods has spent the last few days railing against Obama and liberals in general during the government shutdown. Sample tweets from James Woods' Twitter account include, "Barack Obama's petty jihad against World War II heroes is simply the nadir of politics in America. He is just vile, a small, small man." He went on to say that the Democrats are shredding the fabric of this republic, and it will toss the greatest democracy on the trash heap of world history. James Woods also went back and doubled down on his statement about the World War II veterans and Obama's treatment of them. "This president is a true abomination. To have barricaded the World War II vets but allow illegal aliens privilege?" Woods' Twitter oration culminated in proclaiming, "The president is a true abomination." And then, of course, someone said, "Dude, aren't you worried about, you know, ever working again?" Woods instantly replied he didn't expect to work again. The story concludes, "At least Woods is not alone in Hollywood. He received a message of support from fellow actor and CSI star Gary Sinise." That'd be pretty good stuff, by Hollywood standards, certainly.
That is mighty, mighty good stuff. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but unless I'm mistaken, Woods is one of the highest IQs in all of Hollywood in the stars. He's very, very intelligent indeed. Sharon Stone has what IQ, they said, of 154. She's big in Bilderbergers, in the Bilderberger group. But that is fantastic. You know, and I got this question to ask you, James, and the audience out there. Now, if you asked any run-of-the-mill Christian, especially Baptist, and they ask you what religion that Obama is, they'll tell you he's Muslim, won't they?
Probably.
They say he's a Muslim. Well, if all eight studios in Hollywood are owned, and everybody knows this, if we're not prejudiced, this is just true, we're not anti-Semitic, all eight of the major studios in Hollywood are owned by Jews. So it's logical, if somebody was slamming Obama and he really and truly is a Muslim and controlled by the Muslims, why would Jewish Hollywood ban Woods, Mr. Woods? Why would they attack him? Gee, do you think maybe the Jews might control the president, James?
A great rhetorical question, Eddie. But I'll tell you, you mentioned IQ. And James Woods, I believe you're right, has one of the highest out there in Hollywood. It doesn't necessarily mean that a high IQ translates into intelligence, though, on a common sense level. Listen to this story. This is one of the most outrageous and bizarre stories you'll ever hear. It's just, you know, these are one of those stories where you think, man, I thought I'd seen American stupidity at its zenith, but not quite. And there's actually two types of stupid. They're the types of people that Mark Dice, you know, Mark Dice does these man on the street interviews, and he asks people to sign up for you know, imprisoning people who sign petitions to imprison people who oppose Obama, and everybody signs up. He asked people, you know, who, from whom did America gain its independence in the Revolutionary War? And they name every country but, you know, England. He has a video actually that we posted on Friday, and he asked, I guess, 20 people, what political party does Barack Obama belong to? Not one of them got it right. And, you know, so that's one kind of stupidity. Then there's this kind of stupidity, the high IQ stupidity that we see coming from the Lowell Observatory. The Lowell Observatory, which is a space observatory, of course, they're going to name an asteroid in honor of Trayvon Martin. I'm not making this up. So here it is. William Lowell Putnam III, he's the trustee of the Lowell Observatory. He is going to name an asteroid in honor of Trayvon Martin, the retired broadcast executive, author, and Flagstaff, Arizona resident, believes that Martin did not receive justice. It was an unusually warm night at Anderson Mesa, south of Flagstaff, on October 2nd, 2000, when the Lowell Observatory astronomers found the asteroid 2000 TM61. It was just one of hundreds that the observatory's researchers discovered as part of their search for near-Earth asteroids. The minor planet was placed into a catalog and forgotten about until shortly after Martin, 17, was fatally shot in Sanford, Florida. I'm reading from the story here. The unarmed teen's death sparked nationwide protest and renewed the race debate in America. Of course, all of that was manufactured. You know, I think one of our best shows ever was the show we had immediately following the Zimmerman acquittal, when we had an all-star panel of guests on. That was the 3 hours that should have been played on all of the alphabet soup networks if you want a clear and concise and dispassionate, objective analysis of the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin phenomenon. But anyway, yeah, he was unarmed. I guess you can't possibly beat someone to death or attempt to beat someone to death. You can't possibly do harm to someone without a weapon on you. I mean, that's just so, you know, lacking in common sense for people to believe that. Anyway, I'm digressing, chasing a rabbit. The unarmed teen's death sparked disgust with Putnam, who, of course, again, is the head of this observatory. Here's what he said. Listen to this. As I see it, the social fairness showed to Trayvon Martin was sadly lacking. Inasmuch as I am the sole trustee of an institution which has naming privileges, I want to do my share to see that this lad is remembered in a proper manner. Following George Zimmerman's murder indictment, Putnam had astronomer Edward Bowell, a near-Earth asteroid and comet expert, submit the suggested name. The citation for asteroid 2000 TM61 reads, named in memory of Trayvon Martin, a student at Dr. Michael M. Kropp High School in Miami, Florida. Unarmed, he was fatally shot in Sanford, Florida during an altercation with a neighborhood watch coordinator. Okay. Here's the thing that jumps out to me about this, Eddie. This guy, who's an astronomer, obviously high IQ, very smart as far as that goes. Okay. What planet was he on, I wonder, when the media was talking about the Trayvon Martin case? Every single talking head on every single network was 100% in the tank for the prosecution and against Zimmerman. And he said the social fairness showed to Martin was very sadly lacking. There was no objective. I think Pat Buchanan wrote a few columns about it that was objective. Listen, this is what happened. Everybody has the right to defend themselves. He was about to be beaten to death. By the way, he wasn't white, et cetera, et cetera. But the entire media was in the tank for Martin. How can he say he wasn't shown social fairness unless, of course, he was getting at it the way I would? Yeah, it wasn't fair. He was shown favoritism. He was absolutely coddled when, in fact, he received justice. If you or I am attempting to beat someone to death and they defend themselves by shooting me, I deserve that. And if everything happened the way that the jury believed it happened in Florida that night, that Zimmerman acted in self-defense, Trayvon Martin got what he deserved too. And it wasn't an asteroid being named in his honor. Eddie, again, see, you got people like this, a self-hating, obviously a self-hating, guilty white liberal here. And we got a picture of Mr. Putnam on our website. And, you know, he's a white guy, obviously. IQ don't mean it all. IQ don't tell the whole story.
It sure doesn't. You know, James, you mentioned something that brought up, it reminded me of something I had when I took my defense, my handgun carry permit. You know, when I went to apply for that, you have to take this course. Well, the lawyer that, also a lawyer spoke who, looks like we're going to a break. People will cover this story when we come back from the break.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, we're going to toss it over to Eddie the Bombardier Miller real quick before getting to our intrepid Washington, D.C. correspondent, Peter Scoop Stanton, always calling in now at the final segment of the first hour. But Pappy, I know you wanted to quickly respond to the observatory there in Arizona
naming an asteroid in honor of the great and sainted Trayvon Martin.
You know, something just popped in my mind. What if another bigger, a bigger, larger asteroid runs into the Trayvon Martin, a Martin asteroid, and destroys it? Would that be the Zimmerman asteroid? Well, anyway, you know, you mentioned that you can get beat up by somebody and killed. Just about a week ago, we had a runner. I'm a big-time runner. A few people know that or not, but I am. I ran 18 miles a day. But there was a runner in Overton Park, a very popular park, one of the most beautiful parks in Memphis, and he was attacked and had his face beat in, and he's having to have a facial. His whole face is having to be reconstructed. That was done with fist. And, you know, like I was telling you people, I had a handgun carry. I have a handgun carry permit. He had to take the course. And the legal advice that came to the Campaign for Liberty when I used to go to that organization, he said that, yeah, you can use deadly force if you think you can be killed and maimed. In fists, he said you can easily kill somebody with a fist. So, James, you're absolutely right. If you're getting beat up with somebody like that, you do have a reason to, you know, a right to defend yourself. And I would like to ask about this brilliant astronomer. How in the world did he know what's going on? Because you know what? It's 1,500 miles from my front door to Phoenix, Arizona. I've been there. And you got to tack on another 500 miles to go down there to Florida where Zimmer was. It's a minimum of 2,000 miles. How does this nutball, how does he put himself as being more qualified to make a judgment on justice of what actually happened than the police that were right there on the scene and found no evidence whatsoever of a crime and released Zimmerman until the left-wing Zionist media just demanded that they prosecute him? I would like to ask you that.
That is one hell of a question, and you said it all. And to be clear, you know, I wish that that had not happened to Trayvon Martin. I wish he hadn't have done what he did to Zimmerman. I wish Zimmerman hadn't have shot him. I wish that whole incident had never occurred. But, you know, because it became a national item, we're talking about it. We talked about it, obviously, in the wake of the verdict, and that was one of the greatest shows we've ever done. And, of course, everything's on the record there if people want to know what we had to think about the whole ordeal. But this is the newest and latest resuscitation of the Trayvon Martin hysteria, asteroid being named in his honor. All right, Peter Scoop Stanton, we were having a little battle of the bands at about 2 in the morning on Tuesday, I believe it was. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, James, Eddie, and Sam, and the rest of the festival family. Well, it's going to be confession night here in the festival. If you have small children, have them do something else. Other than that, turn it up the volume. Late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, I was down in the basement by myself, sitting on a computer. My wife caught me doing something. I was looking on the computer, looking up clips of the Yardbirds on YouTube. So, well, next joke. I emailed James. Well, I was watching the Butler, and I emailed James and said, "I'm watching The Butler. This movie's a pile of crap. I'll let you know about it later." And he says, he emails me, like, "Oh, I saw Captain Phillips. It was the bomb diggity." So then we continued to email each other, saying, I said to him, "Well, I'm enjoying some of the finest whiskey from Tennessee's favorite son, not James Edwards."
That would be Jack Daniel.
Right. And James said he was enjoying some of the finest wine he found in a box at 7-Eleven. No, he was enjoying some wine himself. So then James...
Eddie said he would have been drinking with you, Scoop. He would have gone with the whiskey.
Right. So then we're talking back and forth, some of the banter. I got that written out. I said, "Hey, I asked him for a phone number so I can call him on the phone since I felt like a teenager sending you emails." He said, "Please text me because if Danny sees me on the phone, she'd think I'm fooling around." I just emailed to James. I said, "My phone's dead. Just give the phone to Danny and I'll talk dirty." And so obviously send the phone back to you.
Yeah, I think what you said was something about my bald head and et cetera.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, so this is the thing, folks. So here we are. It was just one of those sleepless nights, and I had a glass of wine, and I was just doing work on the website. This was Tuesday at about 2 a.m., and I just happened to be awake. I'm never awake at that time, and I just happened to be awake that night, and Scoop emailed me. And then the exchange began, and we were just having a good time. These were again, the kind of stories next week's scoop that the whole show is going to be about. You know, as we celebrate the 9th birthday of the Political Cesspool, our 9-year anniversary to the day, next week's show, behind the scenes stuff, reflections of the cast and crew, or the way we get along with each other off the set and out of the studio. This is what next week's show is going to be about. But then we got into the highlight of that night was I actually talked to a supporter and a friend. I had a 2:30 a.m. Conversation with him as well out of Dallas, Texas. But yeah, you can imagine my wife walking in at 2:30, me out of the bed on the phone, lights off in the office. That wouldn't look too good. So I had to decline Scoop's phone call a couple of times. But nevertheless, we had a little battle of the bands. I sent him some great Frankie Valli clips live in concert 2013. And Scoop admitted defeat. He said, you know, James, you're right. You really do like better music than I do. Right, Scoop?
Well, I beg to differ, James. I think some of that talking was getting in your head. You sent me a clip of Frankie Valli, and I sent you a clip of the Yardbirds with Jimmy Page. And with Frankie Valli, you consider him the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I sent the YouTube clip of the Yardbirds with Jimmy Page playing, I forgot the name of the song. And I said, Jimmy Page, mother lover. So anyways, well, the funniest part was here we are arguing about two musicians from two different eras. One's from the early 60s, the other one's from the 70s. And Frankie Valli is a singer or vocalist. Jimmy Page is a guitarist. So here we are, like a couple of kids saying, no, my dad can beat up your dad. But, I mean, Eddie's in his 60s running marathons for cancer, and we're arguing about which band is better.
Hey, listen, I make Eddie and Keith, you know, they're here in the studio with me every Saturday night. I make them listen to a little Frankie before we start each show. It's kind of our tradition. We light a candle, listen to a Frankie song, and that's really the secret to our success here in the cesspool. Truth be known, if we didn't do that routine at the beginning of each show, we'd just go to pot, kind of like this hour of radio is doing as a result of this conversation. But anyway, Scoop. I do like, and we talked about this earlier, all kidding aside, I do like to share with the audience from time to time a little bit of the stuff, the way we cut up off the set. You know, it makes it, I think, it shows a little bit of our true side and good nature. And, you know, again, makes people feel as though they can relate to us. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're fathers, we're husbands. We go to church, we pay our taxes, we work hard, we do this show as a labor of love for a cause greater than ourselves. But yeah, we unwind, we have a good time with each other and with our families. Eddie's got to say something to you real fast, Scoop.
Hey, Scoop, James got it right. I would be with you drinking the whiskey, and as Sam Bushman can verify, I drink my whiskey out of a fruit jar. Kurt got a big kick out of me carrying a fruit jar to Nashville, Tennessee, when me and James met him up there last June, I believe it was. And they saw a real Tennessee hillbilly carrying a real mason fruit jar. Of course, that day I didn't have whiskey in it. I had water because I thought, you know, James, I didn't know how well his driving was. I thought Pappy might have to take over the wheel. I didn't know. But he did pretty good. But, yeah, I used a Tennessee hillbilly fruit jar to drink my whiskey out of, Scoop.
Right.
this guys is what next week's show is supposed to be about. We're giving away all of our material for the you know, birthday celebration. This is the, you know, that's the man. I guess we're starting the party a week early hour, as far as that goes.
But James, you know what the best part about our interaction over the emails was?
What's that, Scoop?
The last line I sent you that night was, "Boy, this is great radio, but we're sending emails."
I think maybe I had one glass of wine. You might have had one shot of whiskey too many by the time that email was. But you know, I talked to a good friend of mine, another good friend in Texas, big supporter of the show. People say, oh, you know, wine, blah blah blah, whiskey. You know, and listen, it's not like that. A healthy glass of wine a day is very good for you, medically, and. You know, and I'm not talking about drinking to indulgence, but just something to. Eddie said he is. No, seriously. But anyway, that's what we do. I got one story here. I don't even know if we're going to have time for it, but we should try to salvage this segment with a quick story. Or we could go to the. Did you say we? The Sam Bushman came into my ear, my headset. I guess we're just going to do a Yardbirds outro for Scoop Stanton. We might do news in November, guys. We'll be back. We'll be back at the second hour. Now, we got some big guests coming up, so stay tuned for that. I promise you, it's going to get better.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.